The airline industry today forecast a slight decline in the number of holiday air travelers this year. The projected 2% drop is not likely to make a noticeable difference at airport check-in and security lines. But, as NPR's Brian Eller reports, the Transportation Security Administration is tweaking the screening process, hoping to make it less onerous and more focused on people likely to pose threats.
Here behind the scenes at the Delta terminal at the Detroit Metro Airport, bags zip through a maze of conveyor belts to X-ray machines. Officials brag that a traveler's suitcase will arrive at his flight before the passenger does. But if that traveler is a very frequent flyer, it may be more of a race. Detroit is one of four airports testing a new program the TSA calls PreCheck. Here, frequent flyers with so-called elite status, that is, they fly more than 200,000 miles a year with Delta, can use a special security lane. They can keep their shoes on and their laptops in their bags. Robert Ball is the TSA security director at Detroit Metro.
It's really utilizing this program for those folks that use an airplane like you and I use a car. I mean, they've traveled that much.
The TSA feels it knows these travelers. They fly so often and are unlikely to pose a security threat. Not surprisingly, the pre-check lanes are a big hit with frequent flyers like Mark Sweat, a rock band tour manager who's on the road a lot.
I love it. I think it's great. You know, for a frequent traveler, it means everything to be able to get through a little quicker. And I mean, the convenience factor is amazing.
And you get to keep your shoes on?
Yeah. That never bothered me, but, you know, yeah, it's always great. You know, I like not having to take my laptop and printer out. That's a big bonus. You know, it just speeds everything up.
So far, it's just the elite travelers from Delta and American who can use the pre-check program at the four airports. If all goes well, the TSA plans to expand it to other major airports and airlines. The TSA is testing another program in Detroit based on watching behavior. Passengers at one gate are asked some questions as the TSA checks boarding passes and IDs. Where have you been? Where are you going? That sort of thing. Some are calling the interviews chat downs. The TSA's Robert Ball says the officers are trained to listen and look.
The underlying part of the program is that there are involuntary actions that you and I give off that they are trained to recognize that no matter what's going on with them. And then if they can't resolve it, there's a step built in to bring in law enforcement.
The program is similar to, but far less intensive than the questioning done by Israeli airport security. It hasn't caught any terrorists, Ball says, but has led to some arrests.
Certainly there have been individuals that have had illegal drugs on them, that have had outstanding felony warrants. So, yeah, there are those behavioral ticks that come up. And again, our officer's intent is to try and resolve that when can't bring in law enforcement.
The passengers I spoke with didn't seem to mind the brief questioning. Conceita English said it wasn't all that different from dealing with a pesky reporter.
What was my trip here for? And, you know, just basically, why did I come to Detroit? And what was my visit for? Didn't bother me.
The new screening questions and the pre-check program are small steps towards making the security process less focused on detecting troublesome objects and more focused on detecting troublesome people. It's something critics who deride the screening process as security theater say is long overdue. Noah Schachtman is a scholar with the Brookings Institution who blogs for Wired magazine.
The current TSA system basically treats us all like potential terrorists. You know, treats the little old lady and the 10-year-old kid and the guy with a long rap sheet as all kind of like equally possible terrorists. And that's just not a good way to go. And so they're trying to introduce, you know, the smallest, teeny, tiniest bit of sanity and intelligence and reason into the system.
And for those passengers traveling with small children, kids 12 and younger don't have to take their shoes off at all anymore as they go through screening. It's another step in TSA's efforts to make the process less intrusive and smarter. Brian Naylor, NPR News.